Blog Talk Radio.
Mountain. Yes, Lord. I'm doing my afternoon to our listening audience. Before we begin, let's please bow our head and say the Lord's Prayer together, because together we stand, and united we will fall. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And again, good afternoon to our listening audience. We are talking to you live on Blog Talk Radio, live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. We're so happy to be here to talk to you again. And the weather is sunny. The weather is bright. So that's supposed to be a good sign. And the show has started at 1 o'clock p.m. and scheduled to end at 3 o'clock p.m. Your host are yours truly, Ministers Lewis and Felicia Dixon New. The title of our show today is Scandalous. Scandalous. Part 2. We're going from one scandal to another scandal to another scandal. But the biggest scandal of all, no one wants to talk about. Homosexuality. We got a president who says he's black. This is who he has identified. People that want to do their scum, people that want to do their dirt, want to always trying to leech off of the black race as though we don't have enough problems. He has identified himself as a black man. In order to perpetuate and perpetrate homosexuality throughout this city, throughout this state, throughout this nation, throughout the United States of America. And he is trying to take this thing global. Be careful. And I just think it is just a sad thing, a sad day here in America when you got black president. I think tomorrow you got two white men scheduled to come to the White House with a baby together. They want to complain. He invited them there. In the meantime, what about all these scams? Why can't he answer some questions? Be worried about Father's Day. Father's Day, I think, originated from a father, but it's pertaining to a mother and as pertaining to children. Now he's decided he's going to take everything and everybody down. He's going to snatch down all these original and traditional things that really is the reason why the country is standing. Before we begin, we ask Minister, but back to my point, he has invited some homosexual men to the White House out of Michigan, white men. He's just gonna take this thing all the way to Obama invite Michigan homosexual dad to the White House for Father's Day. They said they had already had a trip scheduled for somewhere else and you received an invitation from y'all's black president. They said they were surprised Kent and Diego Love Ramirez They invited by the president for the Father's Day celebration at the White House on tomorrow. This was reported by the Lansing State Journal. The two fathers have a 2.5-year-old son named Lucas, whose birth they were birth present for. Diego cut the umbilical cord. Kent was the first to hold Lucas after his birth in 2011. And they're saying what makes this invite by the president so special is the fact that Michigan don't have second parent adoption. They thought it was meaningful because they're not being recognized as Lucas' father. So the S, plural. Only one of us is. And they said even though they can't get recognized in Michigan, it's nice that that the White House has seen fit to include them. How you doing, ma'am?
Well, I'm doing good, Mel. I just try to come up with this news. It's just difficult. All thing you come up with this news is that we're still breathing what we call the spirit of Christianity. Spirit of Christ. And I guess that's about basically where we're at. Now we know what it means. I was thinking when you were saying that the two homosexual guys are supposed to be in the White House for Father's Day, now we understand what it means to be born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And so we just got all men have contributed to this, you know. But I guess we are the kind of country that we will never, you know, try to do something that's out of order. The problem that's being had now is that homosexuals are just lying about the role that they are playing in this economy, the role that they are playing in man. And it's just like when men began to fornicate outside of marriage, you know, it was never assume that it's the right thing to do. I heard some people last night speaking about it's okay for what Obama's doing to the country because of what Bush did. You know, that's really stupid when you really look at it. You know, the reason why we have more presidents or get people to replace other people is to better. America's about bettering itself, not about existing. To say it's no worse than it was yesterday, but because our success as Americans depends on our ability to perfect ourselves. To perfect ourselves, you know, as Americans, that's what America is about now, you know, regardless of what another person say, you know. America is about what Americans think. I mean, basically, it's about perfecting the world. It's about perfecting the way that we live. It's not about trying to get by. It's about re-entering the Garden of Eden, you know. And those of us who say America has nothing to do with Jesus Christ, and those people of us that are still going around telling lies about Jesus Christ, you know, they should, well, they should not, they should try not to do that, basically. But I guess we have to deal with this because there's no way to, self-preservation. Fans have instinctual habits to survive. And those of us, we are from the Universal Science Church of God, but today we're coming to you as political justice, but we really won't.
That's just like Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey has never been married. Never has her. I heard her say something to the effect of homosexual marriage on strengthen the heterosexual marriage. And I just, you know, And that's why when people give you advice, look at their credentials. And what I mean by their credentials is that's the first part. That's one of the main elements of public speaking. Credibility, the person that speaks. You know, first of all, that person, first of all, I'm going around setting up this because they hollering a lot. So, the credibility. Is this person qualified, certified, dignified enough to be talking about what they're talking about? If they are, what are the credentials? First of all, how can open records say that same-sex marriage is going to prevent heterosexual marriage? She never been married myself. So she out in my book when it comes down to trying to explain something as silly as that. Because if she had been married, I ain't talking about people trying to explain marriage. I'm talking about why has she ever been married? You know, if she had ever been married in her life, she would know that's not even true. That's a slap in the face. That's a slap in the face to people. That's a slap in the face to God. But God is the one who created marriage. God of all credit just get married. And I see people close to me, confronting this man that is the president of Exodus International. He's supposed to be fronting him with some people, with Lisa Lane, you know, that reporter that she has over there, and who joined by a group of survivors of the condemned and damaging practice of reparative therapy. They're trying to say reparative therapy didn't do them right, and they want to confront Alan Chambers. Chambers recently asked Lisa Lane to help orchestrate an opportunity in which he could formally apologize to those who felt deceived and defrauded by Exodus practice, and to announce that the organization will cease to be an ex-homosexual organization. He's announcing he's not going to be an ex-homosexual organization. He's not going to give out reparative therapy. For almost 40 years, Exodus International claimed to offer a cure for homosexuality. Alan Chambers, the leader of Exodus, decided last year to stop endorsing the controversial practice of reparative therapy, homosexual reparative therapy. And now he has a new message and apology. So I'm so glad that he's getting out of the way. So some real repair here. See, because the Bible says if a person can't hear the word of God, I'm so glad this Alan Chambers man is getting out of the way. So people that are people of God can come through and teach people about reparative therapy, because if they believe the teachings of Christ don't do them any harm, then they really are out of their mind. If you think that the teachings of Christ, that's all reparative therapy is. And I can't go into a lot of detail on what it is because, you know, that's actually a therapy. You know, and some people recognize it and some people don't. But my stance is that I have translated every part of it into the Christ. It's the teaching of Jesus Christ. And if a person shouldn't say, now he's saying that you want to apologize for offering the therapy, that he's not going to offer you anymore, then you know, I'm just so glad he's fight is for men. This fight is for women. This ain't no fight for nobody who's hiding around under cover.
And when the tough get going, then they want to jump out. Then they want to jump out of a plane. You know, they want to go. They want to do whatever to them still. You know, this is not no fight. For no punk to be in the middle of. This is a fight with men and women of God who are determined to prove their point. We got people doing wrong. We got the President of the United States. President Obama is determined to do what's wrong. He's determined. You know, he's not determined to do what's right. He's determined to do what's wrong. He's gonna show people of God that it's going to go through. But people of God don't have to stand strong. You don't have to be who you are at all times. You can't run. You can't hide. You must stay to the call. And so people must be able to hear the word of God. They got to go to be able to hear the word of God.
Romans 10:17. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ.
So, if a person can't hear the word of God, get out of the way. You know, we don't have time for people playing and trying to collect grant money and finding out they're just homosexual. Somebody, they offering some help to somebody. That's why your help not doing no good, because God knows whether you faith or not. But this organization, Exodus, has been in existence 40 years.
Good. It is shameful, though, but I guess there's one thing about, I guess you could say the democratic type government or America, however we want to say it, but there's no way we could have found out about the actual details of Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, like, how in the world, you know, it's so plain and simple. About the economy, it makes where Christians could really see through the eyes of Christ exactly what the world what we are composed of, and the things that we really have to do, regardless of. Right now, they're talking about chemical weapons and, you know, stuff about it. Never really saw Vietnam. I guess never World War II, never World War I. But at the same time, want to be in authority on their leadership for the last 40 years. We actually got homosexuals that think that they are smart by persecuting or trying to change the teachings of Christ. You know, and I guess, who are we to have to go through this particular type of testing to understand that's what it's all about?
And I hear some people talking about, well, you know, Oprah just got to do what she got to do in order to get on, so she can get on the feet with her network. You're talking like Oprah 25 years old. You're talking like, I don't know. I've already watched Oprah get on her feet. I mean, really.
I know.
I've already watched Oprah Winfrey get on her feet. Oprah been contracted from the devil. That's what you gotta understand about Oprah. Don't get around here believing somebody with Oprah got to do what she. All these people 50, 60, 70 years old, I'm talking to them all down in Alabama, down on their knees. I got to eat. I got to get me some bread. You know, come on now. Oprah about 60, 70 years old. People talking about Oprah got to get along. She's trying to get along her feet. You know, Oprah just doing what they got to do. I don't knock a person if they do whatever they got to do to get through college. You know, especially a black person. Hey, it's hard being a black person. Like, I keep hearing the Tea Party being targeted. And they are being targeted. Well, hey, I had a target on my face ever since 1970, whatever. Ever since 1975, I came here with a target on my face. I didn't know it. So I bet you I know now. And so what I'm trying to say is, yeah, I believe the Tea Party is being targeted. You know, yes, I believe that Obama should have done something about Benghazi. Yes, I believe so. I also believe you are going to have to address the issue of homosexuality. Is there not no way around that issue? You're going to have to address that issue straight up. You can't beat around the bush talking about Obama. You need to add homosexuality to that next to the next list of scams. So this is coming out. And so, what we have to look at about the situation and about President back to Oprah Winfrey. I'm talking to people older than me, the same age as me, talking. Well, you know, Oprah got to do what she got to do to get on top. You know how it is when you. First of all, Oprah is a billionaire, so she say. I watched Oprah. You know, I don't watch all that. And now she back to her shenanigans with Tyler Perry. I guess he's going to be the next Oprah in his mind. I heard Steve Perry say, with Steve Harvey, that he's the next Oprah. He the man Oprah.
He's the man Oprah.
I don't know what that means, but that's what he said.
Oh, boy. Well, it is something fascinating, but in the meantime, down at the rent.
But anyway, the first little wind come by, Alan Shane, you know that the Exodus for 40 years, there's some open winter coming back. He said he ain't going to go back on the whole parents' spirit. What kind of answer is that?
But years ago, it reminded me of when we first got charged. It seemed like we were being charged because we didn't really realize why we were being charged. So we thought it had something to do with political politics. But anyway, we started calling the NAACP and talking about, but we thought that we were being charged because we were not homosexual. They thought it was a homosexual on the other end that took up the phone and quit his job. It is so crazy that we have come in, 500-600 years of just sheer persecution, and now we got a handful of black homosexuals that actually have more civil rights than your average black man or black woman. You know, it's weird where it happened, but I guess it's good that it did happen. Because now the problem is really, you know, you can see, you know, like you call every government official right now. I heard someone say this morning, just like Schultz. You probably too young to know about the Schultz guy and the TV series, but he don't know nothing. Everybody you ask about, like, I don't know nothing. You know, the people who are in charge of stuff to protect you, they don't know nothing. And they're trying to pretend like they're psychiatrists or something, you know, like, well, your common sense. But they are actually the people who are supposed to be secure in the country.
They know how to persecute everybody. Yeah, they don't know nothing about what's right, but they know how to persecute everybody. Yeah. I mean, really. They are, I'm telling you, they are top of the line. You don't have to convince me that. Obama is targeting me. The conservatives. You don't have to convince me about Benghazi. You don't have to convince me about the security of the country. I already know that. I knew when he dropped his long list out there talking about he decided he's going to change the Sasha. I knew when he dropped his long list out there in. I knew what was going to happen now. I mean, really. I mean, I want you to listen to me closely. I didn't vote for Obama the first time. I knew Obama wasn't nothing then. But I'm the kind of person, if you do something, because I have been wrong about people with things very much in politics. I'd be right on the money most of the time. But I still believe that a person, some people, you want to believe that they're going to I said, well, people that spoke, I believe in that. I guess the people that spoke, if they ain't did that with the machine, that's another thing. I said, well, the people that spoke. And so I knew Obama wasn't going to pass it, but then when he came out and dropped it, a long list out there, talking about waking up, I decided that proclamation. Yeah, he put some on Sasha. His daughter. Sasha. Hey, that's her name, Sasha.
Yeah, she was about 14, 15,
14. No, Sasha was about 12. She had a lot of things because of her height. I think Sasha's about 12, if I'm not mistaken. Sasha was 12 years old at the time. You know how these children out there are huge. You can break in, you can say anything in your favor to get the back down. To get a cover for the iPad, get another game, another tape for the game. They'll say anything to get another thing. They'll say anything to you. You know how these children are. Anybody got children, you know what I'm talking about. You know how these children are. They get around here, they'll use you, pimp you dry, really. They just like little pimp. All the thing they know. They will use you up. He gonna squash the whole him. This is, I don't believe this for some reason. I just refuse to believe that the President of the United States sent his daughter, sent his daughter to the best schools in the world. She's down there in school. She gonna be learning. She's trying to, he said she's trying to figure out why her friend, parent with two men can't be accepted. I just refuse to believe he taking all my money down there like that. All my money being educated. I just refuse to believe he's taking my money down there. She got to be in school. I'm thinking she's learning. She got to be in school. Worried about why can't two men be accepted. I don't believe it. That's just some Obama thing that he just slide by. And, he knows black people and whites too. He knows people don't be saying, yeah, listen to that. Yeah. He know he gonna keep them on the move anyway. They ain't gonna have time to think about what he said about Sasha. So they gonna be into the phone with him. Yeah, well, Sasha said, boom, you know. He can't
even
stand up and say, he gonna be mad enough to say, well, I got
decided.
I want to think. He
put
his hand up. He can't even say
that. Well, one thing he has done has helped for us to really understand more about what homosexuals do. I used to not really pay a lot of attention. But the problem is with homosexuality. That's just a symptom of what they do to the economy when they start talking about when two men decide to sleep together. It's not, I used to really get into that because I said, well, you know, you ain't trying to have sex with a man anyway. But at the same time, see, what I've learned, and this is what we need to study as a nation, and homosexuals need to study because they come out of Harvard. You know, I came up as a sister. You know, like I got all the wrong track, went to prison at the early age, but I was a veteran. I went, you know, got drafted back in the 70s. So I had a good job, got drafted, started fooling around with drugs, stuff like that. But see, the problem now is I thought the people who went to college who got deferments from going to, from being drafted, going to college, you would think they were fortunate people. These are homosexuals now. And been in a leadership position for over 20, 30 years, black. I come from Alabama. You know, we're lawyers, all these lives started out as young. Like, my lawyer in Alabama was Billy Fields, a white lawyer. I always respected him. I thought he was a man. You know, after 40 years of going back home, hiring him, and I was wishing I could have hired him when I was young and in trouble. But everybody said he was a homosexual. And he was, they got some type of homosexual racketeering thing. It's just dirty. You know, just un-American. And for homosexuals to be in the white neighborhood trying to pretend like, you know, we have such an advantage over homosexuals. You know, you don't really understand what's going on, so you're speaking to something that, which is what some people are speculating about. You can go to Alabama, South Alabama, and just check out, it's just homosexuals there. They're making homosexuals. And that's because the Word of God, you know, all the sisters are ministers of churches. Sisters, ministers of teaching, you know, telling people about Jesus Christ. That's the biggest lie I ever could have been told. And right now, you know, black men, you need to stop recognizing any reference on national TV talking about same-sex marriage. You know, it's just as simple as that.
And I'm going to start calling names. Reverend, he called himself Reverend Al Sharpton. No, keeping it real. Now, he said he's a reverend, and him and old reverend, he called himself Reverend Jesse Jackson. Now, these people calling themselves reverend. Coming off in the name of Jesus Christ, they going to wear my intolerant. Intolerant? Oh, ain't nobody been a reverend. Look. Let me get you straight right now. You ain't not my representative now. You have opportunity to be. But since I found out you can't be, and I see you and sold your soul to the company store, you're not my representative now. You know what a representative is, ladies and gentlemen. Be careful who you follow. Because if you follow these people, you saying that you agreeing with what they're talking about. That's what following me. I mean, you agree. Your representative represent your views. So you saying you want 2 million married, okay, that's okay. Know what you're doing now. Because when God sees full retribution, I ain't talking about this retribution. When you go to the hospital and come back home, when God decides to see full retribution against you, don't be hollering and crying now. I'm just trying to tell you. Don't holler, don't cry. Just like you like. Like you got a lot of terrorists standing up in the face of God. See, you won't agree with homosexuality, so you make sure. Hey, that's a fight I like. That's a fight I know you ain't gonna win. And so I see in the news where in Japan, a man lived to be 116 years old. The world's oldest man in Japan died Wednesday, 6/12/12, at the age of 116. So, I also saw in the news where Chick-fil-A, and I guess we haven't been here a lot. I'm recording some old news. Sunday, May the 19th, we wasn't here, I don't think. Now, a church located in Ohio offers $25 Chick-fil-A gift card to every husband and wife. So they made a point. Every husband and wife couple. And this was Sunday, May the 19th, was a day to honor biblical marriage. And so, Chick-fil-A did not sponsor this event, but this person was, I wanted everybody to know that on Sunday, May the 19th, which is past, I don't think it was here, they had, they offered $25 Chick-fil-A gift card to every married husband and wife. Oh, they made a point. Don't come strutting up in there with no 2 million talking to you.
Yeah. Well, we are asking the Christians, you know, in America to really pray very extra hard because this chemical thing.
And then people are saying, well, I've been targeted all my life. Bump them getting targeted. That's not the way a Christian is supposed to think and the way a Christian is supposed to act. See, you want to talk that talk about being a Christian. But see, you got to walk that walk as a Christian. You shouldn't just want justice for your friends. You should want justice for anybody, whether they're your friend, whether they're your enemy. If somebody doing somebody wrong, I don't care if you like them or you don't like them. Justice should be served. You know? I want we got black people where you know, because I feel the same way sometimes. But I have to also, my Christianity has to kick in. I have to say that is wrong. you don't go around, you would be surprised. That would take you a long way in your life, and God bless you. You don't go around and target people because of what they represent. Because I like some views of conservatives. I don't go along with everything they say. I like a few things about the Democrats, believe it or not. But I dislike most of the things that they say. But justice is justice. You don't create injustices against people because you feel like you can. I speak against homosexuality all the time. But if I walk out my door and I feel like somebody mistreating a homosexual, I'm going to run to some type of aid. If it's no more than me getting on my cell phone calling the police. I'm not going to say, well, you know, I'm headed to church, somebody, I love Jesus, and I see somebody being mistreated. And this is what people do. Oh, I love the Lord. Ooh, I love him. I love him. I love him. You know what the Lord said in his word. How can you love me whom you have not seen? You ain't never seen me, somebody you love me. And hate your fellow man whom you walk around and see every single day. This is what we are guilty of. People, this is what we are really guilty of. And so, you must let your Christianity kick in. Obama has no right to target anybody. He needs some reparative therapy. I'm just going to tell you. His wife needs it. He needs it. Because it makes no sense for them to stand up in front of the United States like they're doing. Talking about same-sex marriages, and so, you know, it's something new to them. This is a phenomenon. They act like this is new, and we just trying to experiment. Okay, you keep experimenting. When God tapped your little mind, don't you say that, no problem.
No.
But you'd be surprised how people walk around and say the Lord's word, then the first crack of a song comes, and they look around, and they seek shelter. No, keep on talking. I thought you said two men to get married. Keep talking.
There is a... We... I guess ever since we got into this situation, I guess it's just...
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, oh. I can hear you.
Oh. Well, it's just there's so much. So, I guess what gets me is the idea of the last 50 years that we have just. The only thing we got is that American history. You know, the history of tokenism, the history of hypocrisy, the history of people who just really. They don't really have a way of knowing anything, really, no more than just pursuing ignorance.
That's one decade after another.
And now...
And I've always been with the underdog. You know, always. All my life. I've always fought with the underdog. I've always been on the side of the person that's being mistreated, regardless. But ain't nobody mistreating these homosexuals. If somebody would mistreat you, I would be the first one on the fighting line for you. But I ain't finna get on no battlefield talking about you finna get married. Two men finna get married and get some cheering and mess these cheering up. Now, if people were just going around just beating up homosexuals and stuff, I would be the first person on the line for you. You don't know me. I would be the first one on the line for you. But as far as you're talking about, you finna get married and promote homosexuality, spread HIV in the community, I'm not on no battle line like that. I don't even play like that. I'm not that weak. That's weak what you're doing. Why are you trying to kill the community? That's weak. That's the only reason why I would be on your side if somebody was trying to hurt you. Well, you're actually trying to hurt the community by promoting same-sex marriages, by spreading HIV, by talking about this town old brother stuff and making a song or rap about it, you know, just like it's a phenomenon. I'm not fixing to get on no. Now, what I see wrong in this whole situation is, first of all, what about these military troops who have died and gave up their life, thinking that they said, well, you know, at least somebody else gonna have a better life. And they gone on. Y'all walking over their grave. What about the people that have that served in the military, did not, are still here? You talking to them about, well, you know, you got your arms and your legs, so you doing all right. Well, what about the scars on the inside of their head?
What about the scars in their mind?
What about the scars in their heart? What about the scars in their soul? You don't see those. You know who see those? Family members. People that are very close to them. Wives, children, brothers, sisters, moms. People that are close to them see those wounds.
God see the wounds.
These people got scars on top of scars that would never be taken away. Then what about the four people that died and being God? Then you got people that come out. What did Ms. Clinton worry is? What difference do it make? This is her famous thing. What difference do it make? Some of them people, Ms. Clinton, you know, people that died in the war, some of those was their only sons, only daughters. I know that you just got one daughter. You probably would know what difference it would make if it was your child. I don't know. I've never had to lose a child. I don't want to think about it. That's why I can imagine what people are going through. It's just like this one lady that comes on TV. That's her only son. That's what difference it makes. The family have to live with this stuff. They have to deal with it, whether the veteran is living or whether the veteran is dead. The family got to deal with it. That's what difference it makes. Then we talking about people snooping, looking in our phone records. They need to catch them. Hey. You looking out for national security. National security, let me explain that, what that's all about.
Okay, first of all, you were looking into
the records of that, speaking about national security. Why did you get so bombed? What's his name? Jack Walker, whoever he is, over in Boston.
Evidently, technical, I don't reckon one of those good. You didn't catch him.
Look at all the people lost their arms and legs alive. That
9-year-old
boy lost his life.
Why didn't he catch those crack a bottle of Armstrong and sell them for taking people children out of school? You know what I mean? Just homosexual. You know what I mean? A person go to college just because they're white and sit on the bench and take. I can see them trying to help a child. Don't take an honor roll student out of school on a false charge just because a person is not a homosexual. This is white and black, what they call Christians themselves, Alabama. Falling up with a black coalition. You know, this is the kind of garbage that's going on. And you talk about you're going to leave the world. You're going to stop chemical warfare in another country. And you got this kind of crap going on right now. And then people, you know, all the calls, what? You know, homosexuals are going to be allowed to live above the law of the land. Homosexuals are going to be allowed to just, set on the judge. You know, they putting that stuff out in the street like, just keeping homosexuals looking for some type of compassion. If you're the mayor of the city, George Evans, and I knew he was a homosexual when he became mayor. I didn't know that he was I never had an idea in my mind, in my heart, because I have brothers and people, you know, been around homosexuals all my life. And a lot of these were rotten. You know, these are rotten. Now, you're amazing, complete circle. Now the circle is 93 yourself completely. You see yourself completely. And you ain't got enough. Now you say, oh, you.
And so I just don't quite know where they're going with this, because I know too many men in the school system right now that are molesting boys, and no one is doing anything about it. And they seem to be attacking the women.
Now, people might say, that's, you contradictory, you wrong. But if you're a man, and even though I'm a woman, you still got to know what I'm talking about. Even if you're a woman, you got to know what I'm talking about. That's not the same thing.
Well, the thing with that, though, Melissa, I believe, you know, that's wrong, too. But at the same time,
I didn't say that. I said that. To me, it might be wrong if the homosexual wasn't molesting these boys. But with the idea that the homosexual men are molesting these boys, I just can't see that them liking these, messing with these women as a priority right now.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the same way I heard someone say today, I think it was on about... They keep bringing up what Bush did. And that's justifiable. What?
You know,
black people see now when they go get in
seats now. Now, you ain't seen that in your own hometown, Selma, Alabama. As soon as Joe Sullivan got out of Austin, and Perkins became the biggest failure out. Then, you know, and stealing what you know Joe did for 30 years. You know that?
That's how Democrats talk, too, now.
Well, yeah, but that's what we're talking about. It's just not right.
No, it's not right.
Well, that's what we are centering our come up on, because see, like by the time now we got to really just try to get a definite new idea of presidency, and that's gonna be in 2016, and you need to start working on it and praying to God every day for it, really, and absolutely praying, I guess, in the right way. What the right things, however you want to put it. But you really need to get busy on that one. Because that's two and a half. I don't even like, I am too old to be trying to plan something 2 years from now. I can see young people, and young people ain't got nothing. If these old people allow homosexuals to take charge of the United States government, then you forget about money. You know, forget about debt. It takes a lot of money to be a whole stinking homosexual. You know, that's all they do. You know, they don't feel but waste. I guess it serves men right, because they got to take responsibility. Well, first of all, white folks got to take responsibility for America, really. I'm hoping I'm the craziest person that's talking, really. Because, see, that don't even make no sense. I understand what Melissa say, that she's a lot younger than me. But sometimes she say, you know what, I never thought that white folks was really. people should not allow their dreams to be just shattered. America's supposed to stand for something. You know, I don't know why. It has came out a real, what you call, strange role, but we have people who, like, we've been here for over 400, 500 years, I guess. 600 years, I guess, something like that. Okay, now, we've been here, and we came here as slaves, so to speak. Now, okay, so that's the story of our life. So now, we got people from all over the world would like to come up, and there's still someone coming to get us. We somehow become a part of something that they still want to come here to fulfill the dream of them. All the while, now we're in slavery for over 400 years. What were they doing? You know, what were they doing? I'm still waiting on them to come, you know, to come get me. And then when they come, they say, well, move over. They keep down this spot for me. You know, I mean, that's weird. And then we got teachers. We got home. And these are homosexuals. They are all over the place. They're wasting billions of dollars for about 30 to 40 years. They've been nothing so good in America. They forgot that. I don't understand that they really began to think that they were somebody. These black stinking homosexuals. You know, they really worth nothing. You know, it's a shame that a person could be. You know, but my grandmama told me that a person is never ashamed of what they. If a man and have no shame about himself, but when he do what he stand for. Yeah, ain't nothing. And I can see that's how. This thing about just go too far. You know, that's true. It just becomes so stupid. It just don't make sense. But now, people talking about they can mess up some time. People can mess up some years. Just misdirection. Right now, we need to be trying to get rid of the whole idea about a civil rights leader.
This is like this guy named Senator Marco Rubio. He might be a candidate in line to be the president of the United States on the Republican Party. And the homosexuals are just attacking him on every corner. I haven't heard him say anything yet pertaining that he hates homosexuals. They just got all these articles all across the internet talking about he hates homosexuals and this, that, and other because the man got a value system.
Okay, so right here they're saying that about Marco Rubio, they're saying that he's saying, the only thing the man is saying is this. Now, listen closely to what Marco Rubio is saying, so you can just spread the word and tell people that this man got a value, okay? The only thing he's saying is this. He said, look, you don't mind voting for the immigration reform bill, right? Because he co-authored the bill. But you know, he's saying that he don't like the part where if it includes an amendment that merely treats same sexual legally married couple the same as opposite sex legal married couple. He's saying that he's not going to vote for any special protection based on orientation. See, homosexuals, you said earlier when you said, why is it that homosexuals think they look like they got more of a right than a black man? They got more of a right than a black woman. That's what he's trying to say. He's saying that he's not going to give. Okay, here on heterosexual marriage, it's my God-given right. They won't. Why do they have to have sex?
Because he's
saying that he told Fox News, Andrea Santero, you know, she'd be on the five sometimes, taking Kimberly Gorfold. He said if the bill had something in it that gives gay couples immigration rights and so forth, it kills the bill. He said, I'm just dumb. And so we need to support people like Marco Rubio. The man does not hate no homosexual. Openly. He's just saying that anybody's inspired him around into no homosexuality. He's too smart for that. So everybody's saying, at the end of the day, you got to answer for your own soul. Now, you can go ahead and play around with you calling my mom and that stuff he's talking about. But when you stand before God, I'm going to answer for those things.
Yeah, my own problem will be nowhere in sight at the time, then.
No, I'm going to say that ain't what I said. You know, but I'm going to say I didn't tell them to do that. They had their own
mind. I just tried to do
something. I'm just trying to make sure everybody had equal rights. Oh, I will commit an abomination. You can tell Mama think. If he can have his tower crumpled in hell. I don't know if he can have his tower crumpled in hell.
But coming out, you know, this is Chicago.
They're talking about workplace discrimination is all too frequently for lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans. Let me tell you something. I had to file a workplace discrimination lawsuit, and I was in trouble with it. I don't have no claims to write that. But they talk about. Like you got to go through it all the day to day. Melvin, you know I had to file a lawsuit. And it wasn't based on somebody. I want to have a weird lifestyle now. Y'all talking about, well, I don't like black people. Everything is black people. And I wish homosexuals would stop aligning themselves with black people. Stop talking about two types and this same thing. No, that ain't the same thing. My ancestors told me that they wouldn't. As far as I do now, I'm going to tell you as far as I do. My grandfather was fighting as a man, as far as I knew. I ain't know nothing about him talking about he fighting because he won't, because he's trying to be old punk. He told me he was fighting as a man. He got on his bicycle every morning. Not knowing whether he won't come back to his family or not. KKK called him that night, told him they going to kill him, riding that bicycle, talking about people that do some rifles, the old black folks. Saying, in fact, he's been a peak. See, to me, he was trying to fight as a man. He wasn't fighting as a wimp. He wasn't fighting. You know, he wasn't fighting walking down the street, you know, talking about he's trapped in a woman's body. He was saying, no, I'm not, you're not going to treat me like a sex player, too. You know, you got a house, I want a house. You know, I don't have sex in the same neighborhood. You got education. Your children, I want education from my school. You know, you got, let's go on and so forth. That's what he was fighting for. I know that ain't what Cassie. That ain't what, that's not the output. I know people have taken, people now got access to education and won't even go to school. People got access to everything, won't do anything. So, don't let these people fool. See, I can't be fooled by politics. Yeah, I know these people. I know these little homosexuals that run around. Come on, Marco Rubio, he hate us. This, that. Don't fall for stuff like that. And don't you fall for stuff like that. You know, man, you know, everybody got a, is that because you go get a seat? Everybody ain't like black folks. Black folks get a seat. That's why old people say, sold your soul for the company show. Black folks get in a seat, they sell out. Everybody don't do that. Now, people, I know people in politics, they have to play the game and this thing. But see, when you have a value system, some things you ain't going to do. You still not going to do. So he just tell you something. The man got a right. Then why is that homosexual thing? Everybody, okay, you saying this is a homosexual thing. They saying that if someone disagree with them, then you are a bigot or a prejudice. So in other words, they looking forward to turning the country into homosexuality, everybody gonna be talking the same. Everybody gonna like homosexuals. Everybody gonna go along with homosexuals. That's not what America is about, Dumbo. America is about the land of the free and the home of the brave. America is about uniqueness. Uniqueness. Even twins are unique in their own way. So now you saying everybody that says something against homosexuality, you ain't gonna never win nothing. If you finna follow every statement, cause it's a whole, hey, homosexuals, y'all are very low in number now. It's gonna be hard to be telling you finna turn everybody into a homo. Okay, everybody finna get on the same page. Ain't nobody gonna talk about a homosexual. They do, they homophobic. Well, how can I be homophobic and you be gay? I'm homophobic, but you ain't no homosexual.
Well, I can see why.
They just hate that man, Tony Perkins, at the Family Research Council. They hate all these people. You know, like these people, like in other words, they got right to open up a demo organization, LGBT. Well, F-A-M-I-L-Y didn't exist, family. Okay, they think the man was going to shut down his organization and come and listen to them because they said they're progressive. That's not progressive. That's foolishness.
Well, I heard a fellow say that that homosexual, he feel like he have evolved since he changed his views about the teachings of Jesus Christ. He say he feel like he can say I'm a practicing Christian, but at the same time, I don't even remember that Jesus Christ talked about two men getting married, let alone a person that was, you know, that was doing some other things, right? You know, but then how did he come into that point? I mean, who authorized? That's what the controversy is all about. It's, you know, people just interested, so we'll know exactly, you know, how it is to be written, how it's supposed to be. I mean, where is that found at, and what books that Jesus Christ said that two men are supposed to be married? That's what we're trying to get to. And why would the President of the United States of America go against the Pope of Rome? You know? And then, why? We got a 501c3. We were just out, you know, creating jobs. How you going to, you're a creep. In other words, you're saying you don't want a job unless it has a, unless it's created by homosexuals, what are your boundaries?
But one thing people gonna have to realize that this country was founded on Christian principles. Now, you know, now how y'all gonna change that? You know, I see y'all around there playing online. I got a Bible online talking about this is a new queer game for something they got. They got them a Bible now online. No Oscar. Nobody put their name on there. So I'm talking to change. Everything
into
homosexuality in the Bible.
But
ain't nobody gets off of the Bible.
Well, how is it? The 501c3, like I said, all the homosexuals got churches, but they're teaching about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ really condemned the practice of homosexuality. Okay, so how is it?
No.
That's what I'm saying. That's not really anywhere in the book. And that's something that you said. Now the president of the land has the ability. What they were doing, they charged us. I was shocked myself. I knew they were homosexual. I didn't think he would charge me in a court of law for not being a homosexual. See, that's the problem. You know, because
that's what the teachings of Christ is all about. That's what you call the. This is the cost of following Christ. When Jesus saw the crowd around him, he gave orders to cross the other side of the lake. And a teacher of the law came to him and said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Fox have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." Another disciple said, "Hold up, Lord, let me go first there. Let me first go and bear my cross." So, you follow me and let me bear it. When you follow Jesus, there's a whole lot of things you're going to have to let go. There's a whole lot of things going to come against you. Persecution. That's what Jesus taught. That's what he said to be persecuted. He was teaching persecution. And he even said, "Well, right, you've got to get around, make you the same, and he's going to type a little white book. Put you in the National Guard, and you get that money every month, right? And no war. But see, what they don't realize, well, what comes, what they got to call. That's the same thing with the word, with the Christ. The same thing is, okay, you talk about you got a ministry that you're going to get, you're going to knock home 50,000 people. Okay, so when the problem is in itself, you got to stay right there, just like you got that money 4 years ago. Okay, now all this stuff has to be put to test. Now, boy, he had the organization 4 years. 4 years of very valid company filed. He had the organization 4 years. After 4 years, he had this man and everything he claimed to have stood for.
Okay, I might have been wrong.
No, now it's time to go to work, go to war. So you ain't getting that money all of you. Now it's time to go to war, and you're going to come out.
Well, the world, the America that exists today is black. That's what we are asking for. We got to, you know, we have to really reestablish our church in the community.
And that's what Minister was saying in the word when he was talking about God. Like a lot of people say, well, Jesus don't mention nothing about marriage. People don't mention anything about man and woman. But see, what a lot of people don't realize, Jesus spoke in parables. And Jesus talked about there are different types of people in these parables. You got some people that are shallow. You got some people that don't have no root. You got some people that's willing to go along with the word of God. Some people that's unwilling. That's why the Bible is written like it's written. For you to just establish your relationship with Jesus Christ, and this you will learn and understand the teachings. Now, a lot of people in their mind, they really believe some way and somehow. They really absolutely believe that God, that Jesus Christ, did not say anything.
Jesus Christ said in the book of Matthew, he said, I did not come to abolish the law of Moses. I came to fulfill them. Then he went on to say, haven't you read that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female and said, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and will be united to his wife and the two will become one flesh. And so all this stuff, like, you talking about Jesus ain't doing this thing. I saw the homosexual shoot right here. I told me, said, Sodom and Gomorrah weren't about no homosexuality. Not one person see when some people say something. You bet, you know, like when they say, you ever heard people say, best to stop talking? I said, best to stop you and have a person tell you something like that. Now, every time I talk to people
that
crazy,
that know something.
Yeah.
Anytime you talk to somebody, they claim that it's Solomon or one about You know it's something you need to pay more attention to that maybe you should take home to that thing a little bit more serious. This person's crazy enough to tell you this. It's something really. And you should address it. You know what? I may need to take this home sex thing a little bit more serious. I can't believe, I know I can read it right. This person's trying to tell me otherwise.
Well, yeah, that's all I thought about it all. About, I guess, the teachings of Christ was strong enough to prevail based on the fact where I would love to see where Jesus Christ taught that. Honestly, I would love to see it. I mean, I would like to see it based on the fact of how poor people are now. How did they get there without reading that as the teachings of Christ? I don't see that. That's what I can't get nobody else to that question.
And then we got the reason why. What makes men responsible for men becoming homosexual? Because we got too many men that's getting around here playing with homosexuals, getting money from them and stuff, see? And then bringing HIV into the community and then don't want to talk about it. You know you on the down low. You know you on the down low. See, preachers, I know a lot of preachers down there and say I'm on the down low, rubbing on boys and everything. Then they got something there. If one started trying to attack the woman, somebody she messed with the woman, hey, she's following the lead.
Yeah, it's just a bad situation. And that's where, but at least one thing we know, we can really, you know, we don't really need a book fight. A person's just like, look at that. I don't know how.
I don't understand
how do a little boy run home and tell his mama that
his sister is possible. How do a little boy run home and tell mama?
I'm
with
you.
That was some type of motivator to make guys be
stronger men from my point of view. That's where I interpreted that. And that's what but now what they are saying that and they are actually being the world. That's a form of ignorance that's really bad. Really. It's not. Now you see how people just get so stupid. So it just ain't no more. It's nothing else there. It's nothing else there. And now our communities are just so terrible, especially on the bottom side. You know, now on the bottom side, the black people have lost their way. It's two men and sisters in position. We see white homosexuals are outcast, I hope, from the white community. I also hope that a lot of black people just got their head in the sand. And these are just these homosexuals, just people who, see, these white outcast homosexuals from the white community and these black homosexuals that are our leaders. This is what has led to this particular situation. And these people, and they're having more of a leeway for being
black homosexuals are outcast too now.
It's something about impersonating an officer, impersonating a doctor, Just like it's nowhere in the Bible that a person is supposed to be talking about Jesus Christ saying that he said that two men are supposed to be married. That's not even in the Bible. So how are you going to give out a faith base? If it's a faith base, how can it be Christianity? How can it be in the name of Jesus Christ? And that's not what Jesus Christ taught. Like that's, you know, that's illegal. You know, that wasn't you know it or not. You know, that's very much illegal. And so, you know, that and these things present more failures in our community than anything else, really, because without, you know, how is it that a person actually believes that they can actually be criminals and actually not criminals? How can you deceive yourself? How can a person really deceive themselves as to who or what they are? Well, they actually just, you know, well, it's obvious what you do. If it's against the law of the land, then you are, that's where we at. I'll put it another way. Like Nelson said a little while ago, too, though, you know, all these wealthy millers, how we have misappropriated money. Now the community, the constituents that need to hear the word of God, they can't hardly hear the word of God because all the money that people have gave them, they don't even, and they're supposed to be where people are supposed to be. And that's why we ask for donations to go ahead and get this. We need to be, black men need to be overseas just as much as in America teaching about Jesus Christ. Because see, if white people, you know, they all this money that they got and all these billions of dollars, and they are actually sitting back talking about this America can't even respond to acting like she a woman. You know, that's California. You know, she can't even respond to that. That stuff is getting too deep.
And they got all of the next one they call. She, he acts out of court. I think his name is Perez. He woke up the next morning. She woke up the next morning and him calling all kind of beep words, bitches, and everything.
Yeah, well, see, I thought that's kind of strange. but now, okay, we're in a situation where the highest seat that ever been on the earth is compatible with the Pope of Rome. It is the president of the United States, and it really is a fair higher than that seat in its own unique and particular way. But how in the world can it be legal for homosexuals to become judges and senators and charge and persecute in the name of Jesus Christ people who are not homosexual?
Perez Hilton, and she gave up her crown. Perez Hilton called her a dumb bitch.
Yeah, that's
she told America that air should be between a man and a woman. She said God was testing her faith in the row, right then and right there. She said she don't have no regrets. Karen, great thing. That's a shame. Look at how he talked to her. And then Donald Trump, he's always coming out talking now. He didn't even defend her problem.
If you got money, and you can't do it right, what you got money for? I say, no, I got what money for to enable you to do. Really? But you know, these people, especially with the money. That's what I'm saying. Now, even though George Jeff, on the role he was portraying, look like he could show up for some in the community. As being an accomplishment of that in real life. You know, not that he doesn't get off work and go home. He in the bed with a white man. that is just something else. If you really hear about that after the fact, you know. I guess it's been where you know better than to watch TV again. But by then, you know, you can't stop watching. Now this guy here, you know, now what can you do? But it's real, and now this chemical stuff we keep he's bouncing up, and that's it's serious. And I knew that he wasn't gonna be able to do that overseas from the very beginning, but now Obama, I knew he wasn't gonna be.
Yeah, he's over there, Patty. She had fake breasts. You remember he just climbed out over the red hill, lost a mile of weight. I don't know what's going on with him, but he just went around everywhere coughing about it.
Yeah, there's something for him. But, you know,
he didn't want to ask for it. She didn't ask him anything.
Everything when he asked for that person, I think a person will go against God. She said, I was testing her right there. Trying to see what she was going to do.
What she was going to do. Well, but see, we just don't have leaders. Leaders have really failed the American people. It's like asking for economists in a failed economy, you know. And really, homosexuality has something to do with economics, based on the fact where it's the way they do business. It's the way they want. They don't really know how to go all the way back. They don't know how to put back. You know, they just take. They think they take us really. And I guess they have taken us. They have taken a lot of lives. From being just predators in our community. And it's kind of.
Well, you know, she had her first child, Grace Christina. You know, she got married. Hi. She had a first child, Grace Christina. Her child arrived, you know, she had a child a couple of years ago, Grace Christina.
Yeah. Huh? What's that that's a problem about? Wife to stand.
They said now she's going everywhere speaking up for her.
Right, and that's the part. See, white people have a support system. But see, like as a black person, now you to get in a situation like we got into in Selma, and your own mayor, your own district attorney. See, suppose that boy that was talking about her, he was a judge of that thing. Suppose he got a position to actually give her a criminal charge.
Well, he did. He did mess her up when she couldn't get the crown to her. That, you know, that meant a lot, but she just took it in stride. Now, that's like a criminal charge to her and her mind now, based on where she's coming from.
Well, that's what we're talking about. For a black person,
so she didn't think that, he got around there, she's sitting around there with them fake boobs and. He said, didn't nobody know nothing. He just talked.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad she feels that way or whatever. But at the same time, I'm saying a black person will have to experience a whole different thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. I can attest to that. Light work.
Yeah, we have to actually fight with our leaders. I mean, our leaders are homosexuals, you know, talking about, you know, lying on Jesus Christ. And then it ain't like it's a secret. You know, I can see. If I can say, well, you know, I just can't do it and say it in public. Hell, these people stand up in public and say what they think about Jesus Christ. You know, and they don't like it. And then other people refer to them as rebels, and they said they're like, they're probably some type of whatever Christian. But, you know. Hey, that's what I'm looking at. That ain't like I'm walking around trying to say what they're not saying. Yeah, you hear them saying the same thing. I say the same.
Now look at how good she's doing. She married an NFL player, while Perez. She made her point. At what point Perez make?
That's good, though. That's why I want to.
I bet you Perez won't call her no bitch now for that man she with now. He's 6'3". He plays football. He's damn tall as a crack of
tea. Oh, yeah. It's not nobody else is getting no mess over there.
6'3". play football. Drafted by an NFL player, and he dare you to call his wife. You call his wife with his time. And they ain't gonna come looking for you.
Oh, my life. Oh,
man, like, I looked at him that day. He had his old eyes caught. I want to ask you a question. I called my wife over the way he's sitting there looking. And Melissa, she didn't volunteer. He asked her.
I know. But he was trying to get us to promote. Let me show you that. He was trying to get us to promote something that Jesus Christ was. And she got all the crowd.
He see everybody else doing it. He ain't got no reason to think she won't do it.
Oh,
you think he'll call her P now?
I don't think so. I see a lot of people now. I see them doing stuff. I can tell that they won't be, you know, they be, like them folks, they charge them like, that's because you're a district attorney. And you can turn a person flag against them. You can turn their work against them. You can turn their heritage against them. And that's because you do that, that's because you're a faggot.
But that's good, though. If a person's attorney, your family against your minister, that you ain't have no. If a person can turn your flag, you can't have no flag. If a person can turn your family against you, you ain't have no enemy. But one thing a person can't turn against you, if you really true, is your relationship with God of Almighty. Now that's one thing they don't have control. Hey, well, I be good. You can write another word. Be glad for the blessing. Be glad that God showed you. People that don't mean, you know, because some people will walk around with you for every eternity. You don't think this person got your ass. This person is jealous of you, envious of you, envious of you, that, you know, if something happens to them, you very much put a kick in, you know. You think your ass, they'll put a kick in for a person, you think your enemy is going to put a kick in. Because they standing right there, that's why I say, keep your enemies close. You know, that's why people talk about stuff like that. They let you know. All these going around in the world thinking that other people get your enemy. There's people right there with you. I learned it the hard way. No, it's your to me, it was a blessing in disguise. When Michael Jackson did that dirty stuff he did against me, for me to really, I ain't never had what you call a perfect relationship with my family members, which I guess nobody has. I didn't think that they were going loud. So, to me, that's God's working in the bacon when you can see that a person would do something like that against you.
Yeah. No matter, the black person always got to be something that's bittersweet. Why is that something? It's got to be. You know, I guess we were born without it, man. Really was coming in, really was slave. The black man, he be born depressed.
Look, it's it right here, and wait a minute.
Oh, I was saying how it's always some type of blues that you associate with blacks, you know? They always back from it. It's just always some old down, ooh. Maybe that's just something that perhaps if we could figure out a way to get around it or to turn that into something positive.
They carried Regina, her husband, and they went and gave Regina to
Homosexual parade. They should be concentrating on him.
They did, right?
If I was him, I imagine Perez, see her husband, though, he's going to probably run. That man is 6 foot. That man, you and that man, what, about the same height? He's pretty much going to run when you see him.
That guy ain't forgot about, you know, people don't know things about what people do now.
That guy, even though he wasn't a prophet, that guy was going to help him then, though. But,
I'm just kind of teasing back because, see, they don't even.
I mean, they did right, because that's how Perez saw her bitch. I mean, really.
But that was, that's the thing. Homosexuals are like.
That's how people are. See, people want to go around and do stuff to people and then start coming up with, I thought you was a preacher. You thought I was a preacher? So you have to think people were the part when you get right. You think people didn't have to dust their heads. See, a lot of people think they can sit around and fornicate and do stuff, then when you do something, they say, I thought you, well, you know, what you got to do with me? Why don't you stay in the youth?
Yeah,
I
don't
step on giving him no
favor. Well, I just hate to feel it. So people like that, if I didn't have to be involved with the situation that I wouldn't even deal with it. Because, see, that, it takes away the distraction, takes away from other things that you probably should be doing because you already know about that.
I don't see nothing better to be doing. If you got money, you should let your money go to use on trying to help other people where they don't have to go through stuff like that.
Well, yeah, that's true. It really is. It takes, well, it's just, ooh. What's sad is, you know, when people ain't trying to do or trying to find fault in creation or trying to magnify something against God, it just, even in, so far the teachings have been that true. I can take that shit. I didn't really come up, you know, there's no person talking about God, this and the other. It's just that I guess somehow, you know, I did start recognizing what that's the main thing. Can you actually recognize what it's like? Do you have the ability to say, well, 1 + 1 = 2? 2 + 2 = 4. But now, I guess we just really need to do a lot of serious praying about the children over in those chemical weapons things. And be some of the first people to actually be concerned about those children because to the guys, these grown people. The wrong people just, I don't know what to say for us. But we need to actually have some special prayers for those children if they get chemical weapons.
Well, we got about 10 more minutes, but we're going to close out. We had a good time today. We're going to try to come here every day. We are just working on a lot of wonderful things over here, so don't feel offended. But remember, I should have asked our show to visit us at Twitter, @politicaljust, @political, political, political as it sounds, just, J-U-S-T. Remember to chime in on our conversations at Twitter, @politicaljust. And also at Facebook, Universal Science Church of God. And so, with all that said, let's close out in agreement and in prayer. Minister, you through? Or you had something else to say?
No, that's right.
Dear God, thank you for allowing us to have the opportunity to be able to continue to teach and preach the teachings of Jesus Christ. Amen. Good day. God bless you.